As this is the first time my delegation is taking the floor, please allow me to congratulate you on the presidency and the work that you have been doing together with the ISU and the committee coordinators Spain and Malawi to advance the universalization agenda. As well, I would like to extend a warm welcome to Ms. Pamela Moraga as the new director of the ISU. To begin with a very positive news, we applaud Nigeria and South Sudan for becoming states parties to the convention and strongly urge other states to follow their example and join the convention without further delay. While we welcome this positive step towards universalization, we must also reflect on the circumstances under which we are meeting this week. We strongly condemn the new use of cluster munitions in Syria, Myanmar, and Ukraine, as well as the previous use in recent years in Libya, Yemen, and Nagorno-Karabakh. We are also gravely concerned about the recent transfer of U.S. cluster munitions to Ukraine. The detrimental effects of cluster munitions, both during combat and for decades after, cannot be neglected. As an operator with long and broad experience in dealing with cluster munitions, we can attest that their impact is wide and indiscriminate. The de facto failure rates are between 10 and 50%, and the immediate and protracted humanitarian harm, threat to civilian lives, livelihoods, blocking of humanitarian access, critical infrastructure, and preventing development by far outweigh any argument for use. As per the Cluster Munitions Monitor 2023 report, 90% of the casualties of cluster munitions were civilians, 71% were children. Children, not soldiers. And this must stop, and it must stop now. States parties need to uphold what they agreed on 15 years ago. The ban on cluster munitions is fact-based, it's clear, and must be upheld at all times. Distinguished delegates, as per the Article 21 of the Convention, all states parties have a legal obligation under this Convention to promote its norms, work towards universalization, and do their best effort to discourage the states not party to the Convention to ever use these indiscriminate weapons. We thus urge those states parties which have not yet done so to condemn any use of cluster munitions by any actor under any circumstances and join us in a call for its immediate stop. In line with Action 10 and 11 of the Lausanne Action Plan, we further call on states parties to intensify efforts in promoting adherence to the convention with states not party. We further invite the states parties to reach out and encourage non-signatory states to accede to the convention as soon as possible. We cannot allow lives and livelihoods to be condemned to suffering for decades due to cluster munitions. We were here prior to 2008, and we should not be here again now. The impact and consequences of cluster munitions are clear, and they have been clear for a very long time. Finally, there are 13 state signatories which have not yet ratified the convention. We welcome Djibouti's progress in submitting the documentation for ratification process and further urge Angola, Central African Republic, Cyprus, Democratic Republic of Congo, Indonesia, Haiti, Jamaica, Kenya, Liberia, Nigeria, Tanzania, and Uganda to ratify the convention without further delay. Thank you.
I thank the distinguished